farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government says it will continue to provide support to the sugar sector. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tires, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney has milled 4,550 tons of cane to produce 327 tons of sugar since resuming operations 3 weeks ago. This follows government's temporary takeover of operations at the Clarkstown-based facility owned by Everglades Farms Limited earlier this year, which started with repairs totaling $180 million. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says the intervention has rescued the livelihood of over 230 farmers while preserving 130 jobs.
In parallel, we are working intensely with the owners of Long Pond to find new investors to invest in other revenue streams complementary to sugar, such as cogeneration, ethanol, and the production of other biogas for energy.
In the meantime, the Agriculture Minister says following cabinet approval, Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings will operate the Monymusk Sugar Factory in Clarendon for the 2016-17 crop year. This forms part of an agreement between the government and Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company, the principals of Monymusk. Under the agreement, SCJ Holdings, on behalf of the government, will manage some 2,800 hectares of cane from now to the end of the 2016 crop year.
SCJ Holdings, in turn, has invited cane farmers to lease land on a one-year basis, 18 blocks. Applicants have already been shortlisted and arrangements have been made with the input suppliers to extend credit to these farmers on a crop lien basis.
SCJ Holdings will also operate the Monymusk factory free of rental in order to mill the over 150,000 tons of cane expected to be reaped for the crop period. Minister Samuda says the government has no intention of abandoning the local sugar industry. He says abandoning the sector would negatively impact thousands of workers in the sector.
There are some misguided people who believe that it would be wiser for us to abandon sugar. To those I say, fine, you want to abandon sugar? Give me the alternative. Tell me where you're going to employ some 50,000 of our Jamaican workers. We cannot, and this government has no intention of reducing its support for sugar in this country.
The Agriculture Minister says while the sugar industry is faced with challenges, there are innovative ways to maintain its viability. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ano everything soak up water sponge. Translation, it's not everything that soaks up water is a sponge, and this means investigate before making decisions.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.